Hello and welcome to week 13 of Al Sirhan podcast. This is Hisham Al Sirhan, and this podcast is to share my reflection of the word is open class. This week's topic is mobile, wireless, and ubiquitous learning. And so far, this has been my favorite class all year. We had a guest speaker, Dr. Paul Kim, from Stanford University, who shared his research and experience in using mobile technologies for underserved populations and communities. And prior to coming to this week's class, Dr. Bonk distributed a list of resources related to Dr. Kim's research and activities, and I was really impressed with Dr. Kim's work in helping poor kids all around the world. His work reached places such as India, Mexico, Palestine, and some countries in Africa as well. And the focus of Dr. Kim's studies is in the ways that we can utilize mobile technologies to address educational problems. And these problems include, but not limited to, lack of resources such as books, schools, electricities, computers, just a general lack of learning resources. Another problem is the incompetent or the untrained teachers who are teaching children in these places. Also, Dr. Kim mentioned the issue of inequalities of learning opportunities between boys and girls in many different parts of the world, and also a challenge or a problem in education is related to how to motivate students and children to learn. And the value of using these mobile technologies, according to Dr. Kim, is that they are more affordable and cheaper than other devices such as computers. Mobiles are available and used by many peoples. Dr. Kim mentioned that 5 billion people out of 6.8 billion will have mobile subscriptions by the end of year 2010. So even places where there are no electricity and no running waters, you will find people using mobile technologies. And also another advantage of mobile technologies is that they afford multiple services, functions, and uses, such as for communications, for information management and retrievals, for organizations and data information storage, and to provide also internet services. So Dr. Kim's papers and presentation this week were filled with many interesting ideas, and I will try to share some of these ideas today in this podcast. And one of these interesting ideas is that mentioned in one of his Dr. Kim's papers related to the learning of children, or how children are capable of exploring and utilizing mobile technologies without the need for help from parents or teachers. And the study, which was conducted in India, indicated that even children who don't have prior experience with similar technologies and who has never or very rarely attended schools and are also capable of figuring out how to use the mobile devices and to achieve multiple levels in solving a math problem, which were presented as a challenging game in the device. And also from the same study, Dr. Kim's argued that small group environment in which 2 to 5 students share their mobile device and work together produce better learning effect than giving one student one device to work with. Even the motivation factors in the group is higher than if the device is being used by one student. Also, the results indicate that children from rural places benefits more from using mobile technologies in terms of impact on their learning. And there are many interesting ideas and concepts that presented in Dr. Kim's presentations. One of the ideas was the Pocket School project, and also the use of a central hub that can update mobile content. I mean, if these mobile devices are distributed to people, by using a central hub, they can come back and update their devices regularly to change the content and to monitor how they are performing. One thing I want to talk about, and because we have a limited time for the podcast, is to emphasize on the value-centered education ecosystem framework, which Dr. Kim presented in his lecture. And he mentioned that the framework consists of five important levels to achieve desired learning outcome when applying mobile technologies. And the first level is the technology, and the first level in the framework is the technology, which needs to be carefully designed and selected for a learning environment. The second level above technology is the content, which need to be contextualized for the learning situation, so the content should fit with the culture and the place in which the learning device or technology is intended for use. And above the content level, the pedagogy approach, which will need to be applicable and be utilized and be supported by the teachers or instructors. And finally, the highest level, the level in this framework, is the value of learning, which should motivate everyone involved in the learning process, including children, parents, administrators, teachers. Everyone involved in the learning process should benefit from the learning process or experience. And from the frameworks, what I got, in my opinion, is the idea that it's important to realize that mobile devices in themselves, by using the technology, is not sufficient by itself to improve learning performance without considering the other levels in this framework. So the levels are technology, content, pedagogy, and values. And I will leave you with this idea, and I'll talk to you next week. Goodbye.